It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hello, Hank. How you doing?
Good morning, young man.
Oh, yes.
How are you doing today?
Good.
You had a nice little game yesterday. The little girl went wild.
Don't get called young very often, by the way. But very good. Everett by River Valley, they made 13 threes
as
a team last night.
It's impressive.
On senior night, Lexi DeVinny, a senior, made 8 of those. So pretty impressive.
Yeah. It was Darby Blakely there.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, good. Anytime you see him, you just throw him out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, be done with him.
As a ref, that's what you do?
There you go. Just throw him out.
Uh-huh. Miles Ravenscroft from Hillsboro, 37 points.
That's impressive, too. Nice job,
Miles. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And good luck to all the girls wrestlers that are headed to the sectionals tonight at Prairie du Chien. Wrestling starts at 5.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Weigh-ins at 3:30. Coaches meeting at 4.
Yep.
Let's get this party started. And you and I will be in the Dells.
In the Dells. That's right.
So,
trying to see. We'll have to take matters into our own hands. Last year, there's a walking track at Wisconsin Dells.
The court.
Right. If you've been in Dodgeville's new gym, it's the same thing.
Yep.
Well, people evidently don't sit for that event at Wisconsin Dells like they do everywhere else. They're walking the walking track trying to get closer to the mats
where
their favorite wrestler is. And Hank and I were standing on our tiptoes and our heads and everywhere else trying to see last year because people just kept walking and standing at the rail and we aren't tall enough.
It killed us.
So tomorrow I think we're going to take stilts maybe to
or other steps.
Or other steps. Or we'll trip people with their stilts. You know?
Yes. Yeah,
just so we can see.
Yeah.
Because what's more important, right?
Phil D.C.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
And Henry getting food.
Right. That's what you're good for.
I mean, Henry, I'm a gopher. Henry, go for that. Henry, go for that. Henry, go for this.
Hey, how about Henry, go for some sticky buns? It's National Sticky Bun Day today.
What is a sticky bun, Phil?
Well, it's just like a cinnamon roll.
Is it?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, with a really good cinnamony glaze and sticks it to the bottom of the sheet of whatever it is, wax paper.
And then it goes, sticks to your throat and all the way down.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Sticky bun day today.
Is that the only good day today?
Well, let me see here. It is National Women's Heart Day.
Yep.
It's World Kombucha Day. Single tasking day.
I'm on that.
One thing at a time.
Yeah. Well, that's like every day for me.
Yep. National Caregivers Day, too.
Oh.
Day to salute all those that
thank you
put
for
themselves
taking
out there. Right.
Excuse me. Thank you for taking care of us.
Yeah. What else is going on
today? Nothing a lot. Got to hang my award in here today. So.
Oh, yeah. Your big award.
Yeah. I don't know where to put it.
Your major award.
I was told to put it right over yours.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
that sixth grade ribbon from the fifth grade tournament.
For 11th place.
Yeah, well, no. There was only 7 kids in the class, I think it was.
So. You still got 11th place.
No, the kid I wrestled in the wrestlebacks had to go home and do chores.
Oh, did he?
So I got a forfeit. So,
you got 7th place.
Finished 6th then. Yeah.
On forfeit.
Yeah. Mm. You know, whatever.
You know what? You're just a stud muffin.
Put myself out there.
Did you know the sunset on the planet Mars is blue?
Did not know that.
No.
Is that fact or ankle?
No, this is all true facts
today. That's right. Okay. Did not know that.
Baking soda will put out any fire, including grease and electrical.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I do. I think some of the original fire extinguishers were
baking soda.
Full of baking soda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you know the ancient Greeks did not consider the number one to be a number?
Really?
Yeah.
So they considered number two number one.
Yes, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You could take that in all different ways here, Phil, but I'm just going to keep going.
When you're back in school, what did you do when you had number one or number two?
I don't think they had school like that.
Oh, probably not. Okay.
In Italy, it is illegal to make coffins out of anything except nutshells or wood.
Huh. Did not know that.
No.
Wow.
A nut for a nut.
You're just a wealth of knowledge, Hank.
Let's see here. About about one-third of SpongeBob SquarePants fans are adults.
I'm sure they are. Oh, it is quite humorous.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
The sentence, "The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog," uses every letter in the alphabet.
Wow. "The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog." Yeah. Got a Z in there, got a Y in there. Good to go.
Is it S?
S?
Yep.
Yeah, the jumps.
Jumps.
You got an S, yep.
Some Malaysians protect their babies from the disease by bathing them in beer.
Is that right?
Yep.
Did not know that.
A sneeze travels out your mouth over 100 miles per hour.
I did know that.
Yep.
That's right.
Here's something that you didn't know, Phil. There are more plastic flamingos in the United States than real ones.
I'm sure. You've got plastic flamingos in your yard.
I do.
Boscobel, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Six of them.
Six plastic flamingos.
Yes.
Wow.
Or four.
Four.
I can't remember how many I have.
Oh. Huh. Okay.
Yeah. You think that was a joke for you coming out, but I really do.
You really do?
Yes. Yeah.
What did you do? Hunt a couple of them then? You had six, now you only got four?
I don't know what happened to the other two.
Shot them with your BB gun?
No, I think maybe the wind have carried them off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They might be on top of the school now or in the swimming pool.
Flew away.
Yeah.
Probably flew south.
Mm-hmm. Oklahoma has more man-made lakes than any other state and has over 1 million surface acres of water.
Wow.
That's impressive.
No, I would not have known that.
I wouldn't either. I would have not known that. Hmm. Here's something that we're good at here. The average person creates almost 5 pounds of trash a day.
A day?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
And the trash that we talk about now is not considered is not recyclable.
Trash talk.
Trash talk.
Yeah, the average person probably has more than 5 pounds of trash talk per day.
65% of test subjects had the urge to yawn after merely reading about yawning.
Ah!
I yawn all the time.
It worked. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, here's something that I didn't know. Probably shouldn't read, but I'm going to. The average woman uterus expands up to 500 times its normal size during pregnancy.
Wow.
That's yeah. That is absolutely amazing.
Medical miracle.
It is. It is absolutely amazing.
Wow. What else?
Well, this is what we need to do. An astronaut can be up to 2 inches taller returning from space. The cartilage disc in the spine expand in the absence of gravity. Which I didn't know that.
Wow. So you go to space, you can come back and be better on your basketball team. You know,
for a minute.
A couple inches taller.
Yeah.
Better start me, coach.
Well, there are
I'm
seven.
Get shorter.
There are seven points on the crown of the Statue of Liberty. They represent the seven continents and the seven seas of the world.
Did not know that.
You really did not know that.
Mm-mm, I did not.
The ostrich lays the largest egg on land, but the whale shark lays the largest eggs in the world.
Wow.
I didn't know the whale shark laid eggs.
Huh. Harvest those, you could
Some money.
Eat for a week.
Yeah,
right?
You could really charge.
Make a lot of omelets.
You could really charge $7 a dozen at that point.
For an egg.
For an egg.
Oh, yes, well, Hank.
Anyway, what's your plans for the weekend?
Well, we're in Richland Center tonight. Wisconsin Dells tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Going to celebrate a 5-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oakley turns 5.
Oakley turns
in a couple
5.
Of days.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, doesn't seem possible.
I know. But, so my question is, can I bring my Speedos and stuff? I mean, we're in the Dells.
You can do whatever you want. After you drop me off, you're good.
You don't care?
No, as long as I'm not with you. You just, it's a free country.
Aruba, Jamaica. I'm just thinking about the Alvins and Aruba and has no Speedos.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know,
can't get that out of your head.
I can't. It's a really tough. So anyway, I'm not doing anything except being with you tomorrow.
Yeah?
And then I'm not going to do anything, I don't think, Phil.
On Sunday?
On Sunday.
Just kick back and don't.
Has football started? Has the spring football season started?
Probably.
I'm talking about for the Pro League, or is that start in March?
I think it starts in March. I think I saw the advertisement for it during the Super Bowl. I think it's March. Yeah. Of course, the Daytona 500 kicked off the racing season, mm-hmm. So that's underway. And
I don't watch that.
You don't watch that?
I don't watch that.
I thought everybody from Arkansas watched NASCAR.
They do. No, because I'm going to be honest. All they do is make left turns. I can make a right turn every now and then. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I hope you have a good weekend, buddy. I'll see you bright and bushy-tail in the morning.
Sounds good, dear Hank.
And everybody be out there. Be kind, especially going on to your events. Good luck to those ladies tonight and prayer to Sheen. Hope everybody is safe and healthy over the weekend. Have a good day and be kind.
Sounds good, old Hank.